Tim's calling us from Gig Harbor. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, thank you very much for being there Saturday. I really appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you calling, sir. Thank you.
I got diagnosed with AFib about a month, almost 2 months ago. And so my doctor put me on blood thinners, blah, blah, blah. And then so I called him and I said, can you go ahead and do another blood test on me? And they did a comprehensive metabolic panel.
Sure.
And the reason why I requested it was because I thought, you know, I've been on these new pills. I want to see what's going on. So anyways, it came back that my thyroid THS was 5.03, and that's high.
A little high, yeah.
And then alkaline phosphate was low. It was a 36L. I'm just trying to figure out why I have the AFib.
Okay, sir. Now, the TSH being a little high is not going to relate to AFib unless it's pushing the free T3 too hard. Was your free T3 within normal?
What's that?
I said the TSH is only going to relate to AFib if it's pushing the thyroid too hard to make too much free T3. And somewhere in that comprehensive profile, we would hope there is a T3 and a free T3.
Well, protein, no, carotene, no, I don't see anything. Sodium,
no thyroid chloride measurements? It's a little hard to believe they'd do a TSH without doing a T3 and a T4, sir.
T4. Well, you know what? I will call and ask them if they can do a T3 and a T4 for the
and
blood.
By the way, sir, sometimes that T3 and T4 on the page is found right next to the TSH. Sometimes not, but you might look there. But if you do call them and ask, you've got to insist, sir, because it's useless without getting it done. You've got to insist it's got to be the T3 and the free T3. That's two separate measurements of the same hormone. One's bound and the other's not, because the free T3 is the one that might be pushing your heart too hard. But if it's not high, then that TSH, certainly I heard you, is high. But it's only high because the thyroid is not responding as well as it should, so the TSH has to push a little harder. And if it's not pushing that free T3 too high, sir, then that's not related to the heartbeat.
Okay, now, so I want to get a free T3 and a
total T3.
What's that?
It's a total T3 and a free T3, and a total T4 and a free T4, sir. That's the complete group.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your time. I'll be listening to the rest of the day.
Hold on a second, sir. You told me that alkaline phosphatase was low. Now, alkaline phosphatase is a zinc-dependent enzyme, sir. And when zinc goes too low, a guy's prostate is in peril. I do mean it. But don't get out there and take zinc without copper, because, you see, zinc pushes copper out of the body, and copper pushes zinc out of the body. They play back and forth that way. And copper is essential mineral that helps to regulate electrical activity in the heart. So you can get in your health food store. You can get, well, there's only one company out there for whom I do not work, but since there's only one company that does it, I'll mention their name. They're called Nature's Life. And they have capsules that contain 30 milligrams of zinc and 2 milligrams of copper, so they balance each other, you see, sir.
Okay.
So that alkaline phosphatase, once a person gets enough zinc in, and it's got to be balanced by copper, will normalize, sir. That's a key marker that says, hey, this guy's low in zinc and his prostate's in peril.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right, boy, I appreciate that.
Last thing, sir. I'm sorry I keep you on the line, but, you know, your job and my job is to get this word out to people, and that's what we're doing. And I know I'm blabbering on, but there's one other thing. And there are four minerals that are settled down the heartbeat, and sometimes they'll pull a person out of AFib. About 45% of our time is our experience. Four minerals. They have to be magnesium and copper, like I just said, and manganese and selenium. And at Tahoma Clinic, we put those all into an IV, which we call the AFib IV. And about 45% of the time, couple, three of those, and the AFib stops. Now, there's one other thing, and then I will shut up, I promise, that helps
no,
to that helps to regulate electrical activity in both the heart and the brain, sir. It's an amino acid called taurine, and T-A-U-R-I-N-E, taurine, also has been found to help us grow new blood cells, and it actually works against obesity. It does all kinds of interesting things in the body, including regulating electrical activity in the heart and brain. And I know two guys, and that's in my whole career, but two guys who completely regulated their AFib with a couple, 3 grams of taurine a day. Just like little kids who are having seizures can have less seizures if they are given taurine. So there you go, sir. Didn't mean to overrun you with information, but you did.
Real quick, how do you spell that, taurine?
Yes, T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
And I think that you're singing, Don't Quit Your Day Job.